If I actually listen to the read every week, I could copy them, but I don't. I'm so behind.
I do. I mean, all they talk about.
Because, like, you know how he be keeping up with, like, the hot topics and stuff, so I be thinking we could piggyback off of that, but then my ass don't be listening.
But you listen. And then I do, but I only remember, like, two of the hot topics. If that, I'll be forgetting as soon as it gets the letters. It's the letters that be doing it for me, Charlie. Woo! Guys, we're back.
I did not.
You never do. I like to catch you off guard. It's more organic that way.
I'm talking shit. I have on new jeans, and Kim just revealed to me that they're a size 13 and not a 10.
Oh my gosh.
I feel kind of duped. I like the fit.
It's a great fit, if y'all must know.
But I was hoping the 10 fit this way.
I understand.
Because I feel like if I put the 10 misled. On, they're going to actually just fit. Which I don't think would still be a bad look, but we do like the loose look.
I do. I thought you liked it that way, and I thought it was cute. And with the outfit.
I can't get jiggy with this part.
I don't have that issue because I don't have a butt. But I've heard from girls that do that the waist to hip like ratio be throwing y'all. And probably. I truly feel bad for y'all. Because like they don't make jeans for y'all.
Kind of sucks out here. And that's why I mean,
I was so happy that it doesn't
when
fit.
I actually put them on. You know how I always told you how my jeans get baggy at the bottom? Mm-hmm. I was so happy that they actually like kind of stopped. Like, they're past my ankle, of course, but it wasn't like under my feet.
It's like a straight leg fit. Yeah. It's nice and cuffed. It's giving boyfriend.
That's what I like. Mm-hmm. Boyfriend jeans were first like really popular thanks to Charlotte Russe. And what was that other one? Wet Seal or something?
Wet Seal. Oh my god.
Wet Seal. Body Central and
I do. Body Shop, Body Central. I miss all those. That was Fashion Nova before Fashion Nova, okay?
It was.
I miss that. Get closer to the mic.
Sorry, I was dipping my pants.
Oh, I want to get more tattoos. I called Amin yesterday, like, you're looking at a tattoo today? It's like,
what? You gonna get?
We were gonna get matching tattoos of the nickname we have for each other.
Where?
I was gonna get it on my finger. But after last night, I was considering, like, I was just reading about finger tattoos, and people were just saying that it's not the best spot. But I still kind of want to get it on my hand. Mm-hmm. So I was thinking maybe like right here, because I've seen that and I thought that was really cute. But, you know, who knows? I'm just playing with the idea. We're definitely getting these tattoos. I just don't know where.
Oh my God.
I was also thinking maybe like neck situation, like behind my ear.
I told you, I told Chris, I said, oh, I want to, let's go get tattoos. He was like, it don't work like that. Because, you know, you got to make appointments these days and stuff. Do they still take walk-ins? I don't know.
First of all, they absolutely still take walk-ins. Because some people, I feel like...
Yeah, get drunk and you know, it's all in the movies and stuff, definitely. I was a walk-in.
Or just a spontaneous... I was always a walk-in, so...
But, you know, people real fancy these days.
People who take this very seriously.
The good people.
Because you got to make an appointment. He definitely told me, like, no, but I make an appointment next month. And I'm like, but you don't know what you're getting. He was like, no. And y'all are all going. He was like, yeah. I was like, okay. I guess I'll just tag along with everyone else to get their tattoos.
Aww.
And mine's going to be quick, so.
Don't be cracking your fingers.
It feels good. You don't do that?
I don't want arthritis.
Girl, that is not true. That is a myth. Do not start. But yes, we want more tattoos.
I'm scared. I thought about it. But
you have? What would you get? Because you only got one, right?
All of mine like Harry Potter inspired, so.
Oh my gosh. We're old. Harry Potter inspired tattoos. Like what?
I think it's just like certain quotes or like certain symbols I would get. But I don't think I want any more tattoos. I don't know where I would put them.
Fair.
So I'm just like, I don't know. And everything I have in my mind is like really tiny stuff. Would you get a face tattoo?
No. Hell no.
Hell no.
Cause what?
I've seen them like over here by the ear and stuff. People are, that's like a thing. Remember we thought Meg had a face tattoo in that video?
Oh yeah. Well, you did.
Hey, stop it. I had your board for at least 5 seconds. I was like,
what's her name? Mulatto. She had when she was doing that collab with Gucci, she did like the ice cream on her face. Mm-hmm. And I was like, ooh. I mean, obviously it's not real. Because why would you do that?
You could probably get custom fake tattoos.
Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure you can. They have like,
and we could have been doing that for.
I've seen it on a little Instagram boutique.
Let's do that and trick the world.
And trick the world for 2 weeks.
Trick our parents.
First of all, I have like real tattoos. We both have real.
Not on our face though. Oh, on our face.
Oh God!
Like Mo talked me into getting this with her matching tattoos.
The way they would look at me. First of all, my people would know that that's not true. Like, were you high? What happened to you?
Yes. High and drunk. We should do that. I want to start doing pranks.
You know what prank I really wanted to do? Did you see that video of these like kids, like they were older, like in their 20s, but they were like calling their parents or calling their dad and telling them that they got pulled over by the police for speeding, and that they told the police the reason they were speeding was because their parent like broke their leg or something crazy and that they needed their help. Yes. And so they would ask their mom or dad to like fake like they broke their leg. Like, the police is following me home and they're gonna check. So like, can you act like you broke your leg? And some parents were like, when they got to the house, like some parents were on the ground, but some parents was like, no. And Tara swore up and down that my daddy would be like, no, I'm not doing that. And
I'm like, you don't think he would not do that.
What?
Your dad? I don't know Kimmy would do that.
Oh, my dad?
Yeah.
See, that makes me... Because I think he would do it. I mean, he would yell at me about it.
He gives me, Kimmy, stop playing on my phone. Vibes.
No, he would think, if I do it well enough, I think he would believe it. Definitely.
The ones I saw were like the husband and wife, wives doing it. And one husband, he was like laid out on the front steps when the wife pulled up with them. He had failed bringing in the groceries, so he done went and got some fake bags of groceries.
Dang.
And he laid out.
That's
he
a good ass daddy. Somebody's mama dropped their whole plate of food.
Mama.
And she was irate. But I think he would he would yell at me about it, no doubt. Like, he'd definitely be like,
don't yell, Kimberly. Daddy.
But you know what, you're right, he probably wouldn't. He would probably come outside.
He'd be laid out with his fake leg broken. I just don't see it.
He would try to come outside and like talk to the police officer, honestly. He gives me that kind of daddy.
Daddy, you wouldn't feed into help your daughter.
Please. Like, I know I shouldn't have been speeding, but like, girl.
In line to the police, I know.
Oh God, in line to the police. I forgot about that part.
No, but that's the big part.
That is the big part.
What you just did to your shirt?
I don't know. I just pulled it out like.
So what are we going to talk about today, Kim?
I don't know. What's on your mind?
Trends and hot topics?
Listen, Tory Lanez got to go. Did you see
that? That's the one that shot Meg?
Yes. Okay. Did you see it?
Well, she was in the club.
No, her live.
Oh, no. It's me talking about that picture. When she was at the club with Future and they got a picture of her with like the sandals and a little thing wrapped around her. Like the Ace Bandage wrapped around her ankle.
Oh, so that's what people was talking about. Okay, so I missed that.
What she did on her live?
She just basically said, if you keep lying on me, nigga, I'm going to tell all of your business.
Tell him. So he out here saying he didn't do that.
Yeah, I guess him and his team was trying to make it seem like he did nothing. Like, and trying to like talk bad about her. Like, trying to paint picture that she did something wrong. And she was like, she basically just told this whole story about how he shot her. And even in the midst of her being shot, she was still trying to like protect him. She was like, do you think I'm gonna tell the police? You know, police running up on us already. She was like, you think I'm gonna tell them we got a gun in the car and you just shot me? Like, no. Everybody going to jail. Like, so she, like, imagine you, somebody shooting you and you still like, I don't want to tell on you. Because what's crazy to me is that Megan already told a story about how she lied for a nigga and she went to jail.
Exactly.
I'm like, girl.
And y'all celebrities are like trying to make example of certain people. Oh, Lord, it'd been too much.
And now imagine if she would have died. Like, imagine if he would have shot her to kill her.
In the head. Like, anything could have happened.
I'm like, bro, ain't no excusing that. Like, it's bad enough when y'all be swinging on women, like, just flat out hitting women, but shooting them. I'm just like.
Did she ever admit if it was an accident or if he was really
no,
like,
no, she said, fuck you. She said from jump. Like, she never said who it was, but when the shit first happened, she said, this person shot me to hurt me. Like, she said that from jump. And people talking about, well, she never said Tory Lanez. Nigga, the fact that she ain't never say Tory Lanez lets you know that it was Tory Lanez. Because if it was not him, she would have said a long time ago. We was dragging him through the mud for weeks. We've been dragging him through the mud for weeks. She would have said a long time ago if it wasn't Tory Lanez. Everybody should have known it was Tory Lanez. And people talking about, oh, make a snitch.
Fuck y'all.
Snitching?
She could be dead.
She could be dead. Snitching is when y'all all participate in the illegal activities and you get caught and you decide to snitch on everybody else. Snitching, my friends, is not somebody shooting you and you deciding to tell because you don't want to. Like, you shot me. Go to jail.
Go to jail and go to hell. Also, I was talking about my story the other day and I was like, people spitting in your face and you still trying to be like, nah, they wouldn't do me like that. That person ain't like that. Nah, y'all.
Whole time.
It wasn't that. Whole time you see him with spit on your face. So it's like, it's that whole trying to protect people shit.
Don't.
Trying to protect their face and don't. You don't want to look it dumb. I can't. I will not do it anymore.
Because I'm like, and most people ain't out here getting shot. Megan got shot.
Shot on purpose. Like, it wasn't no accident. Like,
it
bitch, out here, you waving your gun around playing and boom. You actually shot me in the
It's
foot.
Bad enough in the day-to-day where you just taking, you know what I'm saying? You just feeling bad. You just whatever the day-to-day shit is that you got going on with another person when you're trying to save their face. This man shot her. And she was trying to protect. He was like, in the middle of all this shit going on, you really think I'm finna tell them that we got a gun in the car? So, you know, I don't know.
I didn't even know they were dating. I don't be keeping up no more. Like, I'm so out of the loop with everything. Let me check Shade Room. Like,
shit, I didn't know that until you just said so. I just thought they were really close friends, maybe. I don't know. But again, why would you shoot
your friend? Exactly. Like, what's going on?
What's happening?
That reminds me of that, it was a TikTok. I don't know if I think I shared it for like 5 seconds. It was like riding home with him after you want to give him no pussy. And he like riding real fast and hard. She's shaking around the car. They were probably doing just like that. And he ended up shooting her ass. Oh, you don't want to give me no pussy? I got to find it. Oh my God, Kim. That damn TikTok, y'all. If you ain't got TikTok, oh my God.
First of all, this Vine reincarnated.
Ain't it crazy? I'm sure it has a lot more effects than Vine, but Jesus
definitely Christ. It's definitely more advanced.
But... And then you see Instagram got their own little version of, here it is. Wheels. Him taking me home after I ain't giving away any pussy. The way she flopped around this seat and looking at him. Like, girl, I gotta redo this TikTok. Remind me to do this when I leave here. I be caught between wanting to just share the TikTok and then wanting to redo it myself. That's what I be doing all the time. Fucking TikTok. Oh, Kim, we made a TikTok. My first TikTok was with you.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What was that? When the I was hanging out at your house. Oh. Mo hasn't invited me over. She doesn't want me there.
Lies.
She doesn't want me there.
You really haven't been back since
if when? If you don't want me, then don't talk. I've seen this video of these boys. They was drinking and singing that song at the top of their lungs. They was like that and me, myself, and I. When I tell you, I was hollering.
Who was that? Smiley that was singing
Dangerously in Love.
I was going to say Resentment.
Oh. Resentment. Can you imagine?
I want to see it now.
Somebody said, why is Dangerously in Love boy's favorite song? I'm like, oh, no, not Dangerously in Love. Me, myself, and I. They talking about that's all they care about.
Hell, find that one. That's the one.
Talking about because they identify with that shit the most.
Hell yeah. Worried about self all the goddamn time. Motherfucker. You ungrateful roaches. Can that be the name of this podcast? Ungrateful Roach.
Oh my God.
No, we'll know. I don't know. We're gonna finish talking about.
Oh my gosh, that is so funny.
Niggas are selfish.
Shit.
Who's my selfish? Women or men?
Honestly, I think listen, and I will fight with you know who about this to the end of time. Because he would say women, but I just thoroughly agree. Men are definitely more selfish than women. It is in our nature to care for others. I'm like, and I said that same shit. I'm like, how are we the nurturers, but we the most selfish? How that
make
work?
It make sense. It
doesn't. Something's not adding up.
A man will somebody step on your neck to get to another bitch just because they were kind of choose themselves. Like, men are selfish.
And that's why, because they're societally, like, coached into only giving a fuck about themselves.
Jesus. And think that shit is okay.
I think it's all right. And it's not.
I say to me, talking about this nigga, think he's going to have two bitches and I'm going to have one nigga. Nah, I'm going to show you.
It's gonna be a whole family if they're around this bitch.
I know exactly who should share that, but she won't.
Yikes!
Ooh, that's messy.
Dang, I can't find it. But ooh, that thing was so funny. When I see that and Booed Up, they was into Booed Up.
Men did love Booed Up when it came out.
That one video I seen, this man was, I'm talking about, it'd be the yelling for me. It'd be the screaming at the top of their lungs singing that song.
What is wrong with y'all? So funny.
Woo.
That's the kind of stuff I think it's really cute to catch men doing stuff like definitely. That. Like when it's just you and him, I think that's real funny.
Definitely.
Because you wouldn't dare put that on your story. So I like seeing that. Wow. Who that was? Such as was dancing. You called me. I'm still trying to figure out if he stopped just because boy, he was recording key. Or because he ain't want nobody to see
it. It was definitely because, maybe it's a little bit of both.
Here you go.
I mean, I'm not a poster, so, but. How would he know? Prince of Jews.
But, truthfully, that first night we were, he didn't care then, so maybe.
I mean.
Maybe it's just the dancing thing then.
Okay, maybe you're right. Maybe you're right. I'm like, no.
You know a video I was looking at yesterday, was that Friday? I was at work just cheesing. The one was, he was being real loud and jumping around. I was like, I love a man to just be in a room.
Oh my God. You know what? Let's move on from this. How are you guys doing? We never even formally. I'm Kim. This is Mo. Sis, let it go.
I don't even know how we got on that subject on that podcast.
I don't. You know what was so funny to me? What you sent me the other day when you talking about this was us the other day. Come on, love
that
you, friend.
TikTok.
She was, that's my opinion.
That I said, that was Kim that's getting me. My ass.
That's my opinion. You think you don't want to have an opinion?
I said, oh God, she getting me. It said me being quiet because my friend, right?
Ooh.
I said, well, that's me.
Girl.
Y'all, I'll be coming to Kim with all my
that
problems.
That was a TikTok,
and she
too?
Got lost. That, what do you mean? Yeah, that was a TikTok.
Okay, yeah, TikTok got it because I just thought about that other one. Lord, if this man is for me, please send me a sign.
No. Oh, come on, ears. That shit was so funny. Like, you ain't hear the Lord. Stop playing. He popped her ass. I wish God would come down and pop your ass if you don't listen, bitch. We'll all be doing the right shit. He ain't even got to touch it with your hand. Just throw a stick. And everybody gonna know that's the Lord. Oh, you know you can do wrong.
I am inconsolable.
She gonna...
No, the way I hollered when I saw that.
I gotta share all these. Woo. I be trying so hard not to share and send y'all all these things.
Woo.
But me and that TikTok, early in the morning, late at night, that's my shit.
I'ma just...
What is it? He's not right for you or good for you or something.
I think so. How would you know what's right for me?
That's my opinion.
First of all, I just want to let you know, in the future, that's what I'm going to just start saying. I'm going to just start saying that just like that. That's my opinion. Because it's what I deserve.
Kim deserves. If anybody going to cuss me out, it's going to be Kim.
Because
sis has seen it all and been through it all.
And I'm so stressed. And I know if I'm stressed. You gotta be stressed.
I personally have a little fun with it.
Do you? You must. You gotta be. You gotta have fun because why else would you be doing this?
Because niggas ain't shit but holes and tricks.
And when you said that like, those are your biggest problems, I was like, woo! I'm so happy she said it because I have to. Because baby,
what's my biggest problem?
Niggas.
Oh yes, yes. Everything else is fine. Life is great.
Everything
else falling apart. Oh,
wait, that ain't everybody's biggest problem too. That's just crazy. Some people be like, you know, poor. Some people
out here about to get evicted, and right. It's me. Nigga lied again.
I mean, it's all valid problems, but I hate them.
I do as well.
And I
can't live with them, can't live with
them. And I know that, but don't say it out loud. I was watching, it'd be these videos on Vanity Fair's YouTube, and it's like two relationship counselors, pretty much. And they'd be like showing like a relationship from like movies or like a show. Like I was watching the video I was watching last night, they were doing Ross and Rachel from Friends. And they'll just like literally break down each of their issues, like show different fights they've had. And literally, and I'm telling you, that shit is so insightful.
Send me this.
I'm gonna definitely have to send it to you because they be, oh, it's just so insightful what they be talking about. How when you arguing, you can't really have effective communication because you're in a fight or flight response.
Yes, God.
I was like, damn, that's so true. And it's me thinking, like, my problem is we get in an argument. I'm going to call your mama a bitch. And I know that I can't do that. I know that I can't. You know, you got to be nice to the people that you care about. And that's what my problem is.
So you're not more rah-rah in an argument. You're more like, let me calm down because I know I'm going to end this shit with two
definitely. Because yeah. They call it stonewalling. And that's when, like, you just basically just shut down. Whatever triggered you, that caused you to shut down. And you go internal and all, like, and that's me. I be doing that shit because I'm not good at the going back and forth, the rah-rah, like you said. Like, that's not me. I'm very much like, I'm going to call you out of your name. So let me just
I'm
going to
run the fucking
I have to get away from you kind of situation. Yeah. And they showed a couple of examples of it. And it, when I tell you it, like, matched my behavior exactly, I was like, oh, y'all are reading me.
So in an argument, you're trying to have a healthy, I guess, whatever. Should you do that or should you just hash it out right there?
No, you should. Well, they say that you shouldn't do either.
Okay. Like if figure out what's the best
thing. You should not be stonewalling because that's not effective. But stonewalling usually leads to a break, and you should at least be effective in your communication about saying, okay, we need to take a break because I'm going to say something crazy to you. You can't just shut down. And if going back and forth, if you can do that at that time, you should. But if you can't, which likely you can't because, again, you're in a fight or flight response and you know, your heart rate is heightened. They compared it to, like, trying to have an argument when you're running. Or, no, trying to have a conversation when you're running. Like, you've never had a, like, deep, meaningful conversation exactly, when you were jogging with someone because your heart rate is up. So they were saying, like, you probably should just, like, take a break. Cool off a little bit if it gets to that level.
What I hate in an argument is somebody be like, well, I said what I said. I don't want to hear nothing else. I don't like being shut down or shut out. Like, oh, so you got the last, not necessarily the last word, but like whatever anybody else
say. You can say what you can say, but I can't say what I can say.
That's not. And you ain't trying to hear nobody else. Now I'm like ready to kill.
And you know, I think that's a kind of stonewalling.
Right. It is. Because I feel like at the end of the day, we can at least agree to disagree. So at least I'm going to hear you. You can hear me. Even if we don't agree at the end of it, we both say what we want to say.
Right.
Don't just say what you got to say and then tell me. Bitch, I don't hear nothing the fuck else. Bye. That's what I said.
Well, excuse me, bitch. Okay, don't come back to me later then. That's the end of that. Period. And that's another thing is I'm like, okay, well, then let's just get out. Let's just break up.
Like, let's just never talk again.
That's me. You can't do that. You got to figure out. Because then Ross and Rachel's, one of their biggest issues was that, first of all, Ross is so goddamn, I would have cussed him out several times throughout that shit. But his issue was when she said, oh, maybe we should just take a break. And he was like, yeah, let's just take a break. Let's go get some frozen yogurt. I guess that pissed her off because that's not what she meant. And I think him just leaving after she said that, like, no, a break from us, they never, and I even say that on the video, they never, like, agreed to the terms of whatever this break is.
And they got their own rules.
Exactly. They never talked about it. They just left it alone. And that was ultimately what caused their relationship to, like, crumble. It's like,
a light bulb just went off in my head. Because if you don't set boundaries or the rules to this, whatever this is, whether it's a breakup, a break, a relationship, whatever it is, that's just gonna crumble. Mm-hmm. Everybody got a different idea. Because
everybody's
of what
gonna
single
continue to step
is.
Over your boundaries. They don't know what they are. Like, people gonna step. They can't know if they're stepping past a boundary that you haven't even set. So to him, it was like we were broken up. So it's like, and she was like, "You really not gonna get out of this on a technicality."
Wow, that's so true. A lot of my issues happen because of that.
Mm-hmm. A lot of people,
because we might say we're not gonna deal with each other, but we're gonna be cool. My version of cool is we talk every blue moon, you know, every now and then.
Your definition could be
you gonna pop up over here if you feel like, wait a minute, bitch.
Oh, we didn't talk about this.
What type of cool? Like, you gotta be
clear.
All right, so this is what it is. This is what we're not doing. This is okay. This ain't. I ain't gonna deal with it.
Clear, concise communication.
Like that shit. Because everybody got different definitions. That's why I'm like, what you think about this? Like, what's your idea of blah, blah,
different
blah?
Different
perspective.
Oh my God, I learned that shit the hard way. The hard, hard way.
Jesus.
That everybody has a different perspective. Like, you really cannot expect people to think like you.
You can't.
At all. Like, you have to, honestly, you have to work under the assumption that everybody thinks differently than you.
And that can be with something so simple like, oh, Kim, let's hang out. I can be talking about the club. Kim probably thinking we finna watch a movie. If you're not, you know, specific, it's like, oh, bitch.
And then
you can just assume that
you come over here in your club clothes. I'm
exactly.
in my comfy clothes. And now you mad because you're like, bitch, why you not dressed? And I'm like, what
we
you
got two definitions to hang the fuck out. So,
and it's so, that's such a small example, but that manifests in such large ways, I feel. But that ruined their entire relationship.
Oh, so they never got back together?
I mean, they did at the very end. Like, this breakup happened in season 3. They didn't get to, like, back together until season 10.
How did friends, like, end? Like, what happened?
Ross and Rachel ended up together. She was going to go to Paris. Which, honestly, now that I think about it, she was going to go to Paris for a job. He decided to, you know, I mean, they had kind of been on and off throughout the years. It wasn't like they just was totally apart. But Ross and Rachel ended up together. Monica and Chandler had twins. They moved from the apartment to a house in the suburbs with their children. Joey, what Joey do? What you don't remember?
Which one was the one holding that damn Summer Walker album?
Chandler.
That was Chandler.
Chandler.
Okay.
I love that name. That meme is so fucking funny. I honestly don't remember which Phoebe and Joey did. Joey got a spinoff, but it didn't last very long.
Which one is Phoebe?
Phoebe was the one with the blonde hair.
Ah.
She was my favorite.
Okay.
Smelly cat.
What?
Smelly cat. Girl, you gotta watch Friends. What you doing?
I thought about it when you first told me you were into Friends. I did.
And you know what's so crazy? Because Meredith, Ellen Pompeo, she was on Jimmy Fallon, or one of the late night hosts. And she was talking about how, like, a whole new generation of kids, like, knows who she is. Like, Grey's Anatomy came out in 2005.
Hell yeah.
And it's like, kids today, like, watch that show and love the show and keep up with it. And Friends is another one of those shows, and they were talking about The Office as well. And it's all because of streaming, and I just love that.
Yes.
Like, you could go back and watch Friends
yes.
whenever you want. Whenever you want.
I'm so ready for speaking of streaming, ooh, you know, girlfriends. Girlfriends and the Parkers. I finally made it to the episode of Moesha where they kind of showed the, like, not necessarily the pilot, but how they kind of show how the two, you know, shows connect.
Yeah.
But they brought Nikki Parker in.
Yeah.
I just was ready based on that. Her and Kim were hilarious.
They were the spinoff we all deserved.
That was one of the greatest spinoffs
ever. I say last time, they played mother and daughter very well.
That's
very
one of the things. Let's say they hate, I don't know if this, you know, anything, but let's say they hated each other off set.
Yeah.
I would be devastated to find out some shit like that.
I would too.
Because y'all worked too well together.
Definitely did. What shows, listen, it only showed their professionalism if they actually hated each other, because they had great chemistry on screen.
Hello?
On camera.
Just, I mean, that shit like that happens all the time.
Because
they said
it actually breaks my heart to hear
it. Because remember the Boy Meets World story, the black girl was like,
ooh.
Topanga and Cora were rude to her. And then they said with Glee, like, fucking Rachel Berry was a bitch to, like, Mercedes off camera. I was just like, excuse
wait,
me?
I don't know the characters. Lea Michele.
The black girl, the one with the big nose.
Lea Michele.
Yeah.
And Amber Riley.
Yes.
Okay.
Black girl.
Okay.
So apparently there was a story about Rachel Berry being a bitch.
Which
so
I can totally believe that.
Fucking sorry? Like,
I was heard about Grey's when they were talking about George being called the F word on set. I was like, oh no!
By
Isaiah
fucking,
Washington, Burke.
First of all, I don't know their names.
Yes.
You would have to say Burke.
Burke.
I don't know his name.
Yeah.
Damn,
it's so sad.
I hate hearing stuff like that.
But I can't wait for Girlfriends. Honestly, though, I'm kind of annoyed because I was, like, looking on Twitter and people was watching Moesha, of course, and they were talking about how so many clips, so many episodes, so much stuff was changed because of music rights. And if I don't have the original stuff, I don't want it.
Like, that's I'm trying really... to think, what do you mean, like, when they brought, like, I don't know, Usher, like, stuff, people like
yes, that? Yes, that changed them? Yes. Like, voicemails that were left and, like, clips of performances. And that's a whole, like, that's a big reason why we can't get a whole lot of those early 2000 shows because of music rights.
Y'all got me fucked up. Because when Sister come out, if I can't hear Brian McKnight singing on that goddamn episode, bitch, it's over.
It's over. Curtains for you bitches.
Curtains for all you bitches, because I need that.
Definitely. Like, if you, God. You're missing the whole essence of the show if you don't give me my early 2000 stuff.
Because I was just, those episodes were so, because it was with Tia and Tyreek, and they had the one with Jordan and Tamara at prom. They was dancing a, what the fuck was that song?
Even when Tamara was singing,
Mary J. Blige.
Yes. I'm like, if I don't get my stuff on
listen.
Music, Diddy.
I want my things.
I want my Mary J. Blige music.
Damn. So many good moments. Even when they had, you know, when Roger turned into whatever the fuck his name was in that group.
Oh, yeah.
And he was singing, he was like, are we going to not get that?
What was his name? Batman?
Batman.
Oh.
Batman.
Party, anyway, please. So September 11th, I think that's what Tracy Ellis Ross said.
It's right around the corner, and I don't know. They got the game on there, but it was already on Hulu, and I've already finished all
the. Oh, is it?
Yeah. I can't relive Derwin and Melody again. It really hurts my heart.
Oh my God. Listen, oh, God. The way I was so hurt, like, Derwin cheated on me with Drew Sidora. Go to hell. I hated her. Wasn't she on Raven too?
Yes.
Okay.
She was her cousin, her bougie ass cousin, used to travel because she was adapting the movie.
Oh no, that was the other girl.
Drew Sidora. Yes. Oh no, you're right. You're right.
I don't know why. What's I was just putting
them in the face.
She was also in the Usher video, in the Confessions video.
Drew Sidora, but I really don't like Janae. That's the one that I don't like.
Oh yeah. Why? I mean, Janae was. Yes. Yeah, I mean, but.
That's why I don't like don't last either.
Yeah.
Go away.
I mean, well, yeah, I hate.
And I get they were both in relationships when it happened.
I was gonna say Tasha Mack laid it out like you can't be mad at this girl for having a baby in her relationship with the consensual sex. Like,
I'd be mad if it was not. It could happen to me right now.
I would be very upset if I was Melanie. But she really, girl, she tried to get that man to sign on the right to his. Like, she was so desperate.
She was.
Even after he was already born, trying to prove that baby wasn't his.
She was still
just leave him, girl. Charade. Leave him. If you can't, just leave him.
And this she had people in her head, too. Like, DJ still ain't got no color on him. I don't know about that one. Ugh. That was Tasha Mack had said that. People, you know, making
messy boots. Like, if you can't handle that man, child, girl, you just going to fact your shit.
Because you were there the whole pregnancy. You got married the day the baby was born. Like, let's not forget.
I'm sorry, what?
Remember, Janae had got pregnant. Like, she tried to have her wedding the day DJ was born. I know, they still got married. They had a priest at the chapel, at the hotel, I mean, hospital do it. Remember, she tried to rush and have her wedding, and it was too windy, and then Janae went to labor.
I don't
so they was at the hospital. He hadn't had the baby. Like, oh, his name is Derwin Jr. She was like, oh, yeah, well, he is your first. And then they showed a little scene.
Just
and right
leave
there
him.
In the hospital.
Just leave
getting
him.
Married on the same day of DJ's birthday. Just I don't know leave. Why that they never brought that back up, but just. Literally.
Derwin Jr. Do you know, like, imagine you in the hospital.
DJ. I was like, go ahead.
Go imagine ahead. You in the hospital on your wedding day and your husband-to-be, his baby is being born on that exact same day.
First child, first son, and it's a junior.
Just leave him.
Go ahead.
I don't even know why she did all that. Girl, take your little degree and go find
she
some man.
Love.
Girl, fuck that.
I don't want him to work out so bad. Jerome was good for her, too, though, but she ran into that damn Derwin in the goddamn store, and, you know, it was curtains for Jerome. It really was.
That's how it be, though.
Well, it's funny, because you weren't thinking about Derwin. Was she? She was. But
was she?
But they had, no, that was after. They had him and remember Jerome and Derwin had fought.
Oh, yeah.
I'm trying to remember that was girl. After.
Girl, just leave. That's when she had that short haircut, wasn't it?
Yep. None of the fucking hair. She was going through it.
She was. And that's I'm like, you almost, when she denied his proposal on that Megatron.
She didn't know what she was thinking.
Well, maybe. Well, no, because she said yes on the thing.
Of
but
course.
Then she said no afterwards.
Right. And that was when Derwin ain't have hardly no money. Like, I'm sure he had money, but it wasn't like Malik Wright type money. You know? Damn.
I'm actually like, I was going to go watch that, but that just depressed me. I don't want to watch
it's
that.
It's so depressing.
It is so depressing. Girl, why did they hurt like that?
The love feel like I got with somebody else. You know, it was brief or whatever, but she popped back up like that fucking Condola.
Oh, that, you know, I was watching All of Us the other night on YouTube, and I never, I just didn't remember how much Niecy was always around. Like, if I was Tia, I would have been annoyed that bitch, too. You come in my house. I know your son lives here, but you come in my home in the morning. you asking all these questions. Then you at my best friend's job, because my best friend was a teacher, and Niecy became room mother. So now you at my best friend's job. Y'all getting all buddy-buddy and friendly. So now you at our hangout spot getting y'all nails done together.
Ooh, this bitch, you can't get rid of her. So it's like, do I just suck it up? Because I can't tell her to go the fuck away. But you could, but it wouldn't work because clearly too many ties here.
It's too much going on. Like, you, I was like, why did she? She just opened the front door like, she that would just get on my nerves so bad. But then again, she brought up that it was her house. Like,
ooh.
Which,
that's Will, real. That's a dig.
Will and Jada are very, like, shady for that. Because Will definitely moved Jada into, like, a house that Sheree picked. So she was like, these are my dishes. These are my mugs. And that's another thing. When she came in, she was, like, looking for the mugs. She was like, where are the mugs? And her son, of course, was like, oh, mommy, we moved them or whatever. First of all, you literally moved one woman out and moved another woman in. So, well, I guess Niecy left, because that's literally in the opening credit.
What? Why did they break up?
I don't remember, but they're definitely showing Niecy packing her shit and leaving.
Interesting.
Not really him putting her out.
So how long was it after that did they get married? He got remarried? Mm-hmm. How long was it after the breakup? Did we show all that kind of stuff?
Well, when the show started, they were just fiancé.
Ah.
They were just engaged. Fiancé.
I don't want to date any little kids. No. That's a topic right there.
And that boy was young,
not young
too.
Kids.
He was so cute.
That's too much. If we in our fucking 40s and 50s, and you know, you got fucking 21-year-old, like, all
right. Bitch. Right. Your kids in college.
Now. They're fine. Right. I ain't worried about they mama coming back.
Exactly.
But your little 2-year-old over there?
Oh, hell no.
Little Miss Newborn.
You might say under 5. Personally, I feel like under 10.
Because it's still all so young. You really got to be so involved. Either 1 or 10.
Ooh. She was mad because she made TMA cupcakes for Bobby instead of Niecy. And it's like, oh, that's a mom. Like, that was my thing to do. Like, that's not your job.
But you put that at your own house.
Ooh. It was just all so scandalous. And listen, we don't have to do this. Women, that's what I'm trying to say.
Did the new wife ever have kids with him?
I don't remember. Oh, well, at one point, though, she left.
I don't even know how to end.
She did not stay to the entire, like, to the series finale. Like, I'm pretty sure Tia left. I don't know who they replaced her with. I don't remember.
Oh. Yeah. You talking about how did it end? Did they get back together? Did the other two stay together?
They definitely had some little moments or whatever. I got to go back and watch All of Us because I do remember really enjoying that show.
I don't even watch it.
No, and it had a good song.
Yeah, it's me trying to. Oh, so who
knows? And Will Smith, and first of all, the episode I watched also had Beyonce on it. I was like, oh my gosh, mm-hmm. Beyonce. She came back and she was like, oh baby, do you want to meet Beyonce? She looked, no, I'll just let you do your thing or whatever. And I'm like, wow, back when people didn't want to meet Beyonce.
Right.
Crazy. And they also said she was 22.
22.
I was like, oh.
When they were on Smart Guy, were they actually Destiny's Child or they were just
No, that was Destiny's Child.
Okay. But yeah, definitely, I don't think, I'm going to stay away from the men with kids. Young kids, apparently, which is everybody my age, appropriate, so yeah.
Which is so, like, because, I mean, they say the older you get, like, the less likely you are to find somebody without children.
So, it's kind of hard out here.
It is, and I don't know.
I found a guy without kids, but then they're extra young. Not extra young, but they're younger than me.
Oh,
some
yeah.
Some of them don't have kids.
See, that's what I'm saying. Dating people younger than me is out of the question.
Why is it completely out of the question for you, just in general?
Because men already tend to not develop as quickly as us, so I just don't.
So if you're young, ooh, you really out here worried about self, like, for real.
And I don't blame you, because that's what I'm being on, too, but it's not at the same level.
Yeah. But for fun, go for it.
For fun, yeah, maybe. But that's just one of my sensitivities. Yeah. Like, for some people, age means not shit. So.
True. For usually the guys, because the young boys, they will be like, oh, why are you, you know, you're that older than me, I'm not that young, blah, blah, blah. They don't mind.
And it don't matter both ways, younger or older. Mm. Like, they'll date significantly younger and they'll date significantly older.
Kind of funny, but you know.
But yeah, that's out of the question. So that, you know, narrows the pool considerably. Nobody younger than me, nobody with kids. Huh.
Nobody.
And then it's like, you can't, I done said this before, people with kids cannot request other people with no, like, you got to date with them. No, because that's not fair.
I only say that because I know how baby daddies are around their baby mothers.
Okay, well.
Somebody else with kids, they can't always say, oh, no, you probably should mess with your baby daddy. Because a woman, you know, it's things. I just feel like a baby daddy would be quicker to fool around with his baby mama.
Okay, that's your plight. Leave the rest of us.
Nope, I'm taking a single.
It's like really, really short girls wanting somebody who's really tall. Excuse me, you take your short man.
I don't want the short man.
Over there and leave the tall man for the tall women. What are y'all doing?
I never thought about it that way for y'all. sorry.
Y'all want niggas that 6'3". Like, no! And we over here 5'2". Take that 5'9", man, and go be happy with your short kid.
5'9" don't sound that bad. Let me see that.
Okay, because what are you, 5'3"? 5'2"?
I'm not dating anyone who's my height.
Okay, you don't got to date nobody that's 5'3", sis. I said 5'9". I can't date anybody 5'9". I damn near am 5'9". I don't like it. So, stay in your lane.
Short people don't have to date short people. You can be tall and date a how short have you dated? Like, what's the height? I was like, your height or taller?
No. Really? Yes, I've definitely dated somebody shorter than
you. Oh, gosh.
Exactly. So, there's nothing wrong with dating somebody shorter than you. I just don't want
to. Yeah, it is. Look.
I'm not judging you. If you are short or if you date somebody that is short, you, ma'am, you can stay in your lane. No, I follow you. 5'3"?
5'2", 5'3".
You pick and choose. How do you pick and choose? What is that in your license?
It depends on my mood. When I got my license, I told them to put 5'3" because I was feeling tall that day. What? For real.
You did?
They let me pick what I wanted.
I mean, they do let you pick, which I find that to be kind of strange because wouldn't you... What if I said I was 5'11"? Like,
I think they wouldn't give me that.
What? What if I said I was 5'11", though? Or 5'10", they'd be like, wait, she's not. I'm 5'7½, by the way. And that half does count. It matters. Because you don't know how bad I just want to be 5'7", or even 5'8". I wouldn't even mind saying that.
I feel like I'm 5'3", though.
I just feel like if you robbed a bank, they would need accurate,
yeah, you need accurate
information. I guess if they caught you on camera, they'd be like, oh, she's short.
I don't care.
When the last time you renewed your license recently?
Nope. What? Nope.
What do you do?
Whenever they expire, I don't know when mine going to expire. Remember, I just got my driver's license. What, 28?
Oh, my God, you did.
So, I got time on me now.
But you had a permit, though.
Yeah.
I feel like the permit, like, that tracks.
Yeah, that should have been expired then.
Wait, that's no, that's not true.
No, I didn't.
You got my license. Oh, yeah, no. Okay, no, yeah, you're right. So, you just got yours, what, 2018? Which is so funny. Mo was driving around without a license.
Literally. Since high school.
Since high school.
In 2018. How old was I in 2018?
25.
I was 25 when I got my driver's license, you guys. Start driving at the wee age of 16 and been driving dirty ever since. From Jacksonville to Tallahassee.
You ever get pulled over?
I only got pulled over once. That was in high school.
Oh, okay. That was a while ago.
Yeah. Any other ticket I would have got was like red light tickets, which were so fucking dumb.
Oh, you got red light tickets before?
Yeah, from like right down like Bay Meadow and all that.
Recently?
No, talking about way back in college. High school. When we used to come to town with Crystal, you know, we was on the south side a lot. If he was driving and he ran it, it's going to come up. But it always came my mama name. It never came my name because I didn't have, you know.
Dang, red light tickets be expensive.
I got pulled up at the beach that day, Father's Day.
Is that Father's Day? For what?
I'm making that up. That was not Father's Day.
Oh. It wasn't?
It was one of the days I went to the beach by myself.
Mm-hmm.
I think it had to be the first time then. Because I had cut him off, so he saved.
Oh, yes. I remember you telling that story.
What the hell? You just mad.
He didn't give you no ticket.
Of course not.
Okay. I hate them questions they ask you. You in a rush?
That's exactly what he said. And I was like, no. I thought, oh, I just hopped into the wrong lane. I had to hop back. I was like,
If I said yes, like, are you going to not give me this ticket? Like, what's he like? I really want to be like, just like... Do what you gotta do and let me go.
Hello. You already mad I cut you off. You say you mad I cut you off.
Can you imagine? Oh, it's Virgo season, bitches.
Oh, starting today?
Yeah.
Right. What's after Virgos?
Leos. It's before. Libras.
Virgo. So before y'all is?
Leo.
Leo, Virgo, Libras. I just wanted to boy told me he's a Sagittarius, but he also says birthday in September. So
and that's not even close.
Sorry.
To Libra.
So I'm like, maybe I'm fucking up and I just heard the wrong thing, or maybe he just don't know what the fuck he's talking about. I don't know. But I feel like I know he said his birthday in September.
Okay. But you also heard him say he's a Sagittarius?
Because I said, because he said September. So I was like, oh, you're a Virgo. He was like, no, I'm a Sag. I was like, and mind you, I didn't know what came after Virgo. So I'm like, maybe he's right.
I was going to say, it's not even close.
Where does Sagittarius fall?
That's at the end. That's in December. November, December.
Damn.
Because they go Libra, Scorpio, then Sag.
So he definitely would be a Libra.
Maybe. First of all, nothing else sounds like September. Oh, I guess November. Did he say November? You sure? Because September and November kind of sound like.
Shut up, kid.
I'm like, nothing even sounds like September.
I'm just trying to. That's all, like, maybe I was fucking up. We was inside the damn club.
Also,
so
nothing sounds like Sag.
Right. I have to ask the kid.
Yeah.
I didn't know he said
that's a pretty, I mean, but for him, I'm going to believe you misheard.
I had to.
Because for him,
maybe he meant Libra. You said that was after Virgo, right?
Maybe. But why would he say Sag? Like, you know what you are.
Maybe I'm fucking up because I just know I heard that man say September Sagittarius. I'm like, I don't know what the fuck going on.
Okay.
Just going. Just letting me in talk.
Mm. But yes, it's Virgo season. Tell a Virgo, if you know a Virgo, tell them you love them. Tell me you love me.
Love ya! Can tell them what we're doing for your birthday.
We're going to dinner,
we're
girl.
Going skydiving!
Oh, never!
We're going to Disneyland!
Oh, do they have, we have the indoor skydiving place here?
Yeah, right.
Okay. I want to go to Top Golf. I've never been, right? I've been. Oh, once, twice. Oh, excuse me. You're having the time of your life. You got money. I
want to go to Top Golf. You take me. Well, let's go. It's more fun with a lot of people, so we can split the damn time up there. But
oh yeah, it's like a group thing. Better with a group thing.
Yeah, good thing. You got like rent out.
How was it for a date? Did you go for a date or did you go in a group?
All three times. Both times, I feel like I went in a group. Because me and Chris were his brother the first time, and I mean, you got to like tell him how much time you want to spend out there. You got to pay for the time. Just like the idea of it, but again, I like group things. That's one of the things I would like with a group. Because with a date, I can still be fun, of course.
Well, I've seen people go on dates there,
bowling dates, the whole thing with taking turns. Obviously,
the competition,
which I am very competitive.
Indeed. Ooh, also I was talking to my friend about game night. We used to have game night at her house in St. Pete, and I was telling her she should come to my game nights.
When you gonna have another one?
Soon.
You should on your birthday week.
Yeah. See, you said she want to plan my birthday for me.
Because we already going to dinner, so I was like, what are we doing?
But I got to make sure they're available as well.
You're right, because Ron's not going to be here anyway. Yeah. Out of the country.
No, I actually think they are going to be free that next weekend. Well, not the 18th, not that weekend, but I think like the 25th, I think it's that next weekend.
Okay.
So, we can do a thing. Because it's going to be so much more fun.
Wait, we going to go somewhere or we just going to do the games?
We're going to do the games.
I want to go to Topgolf. Can you add that on?
I'm not going to Topgolf this year.
Okay, where are we going to go?
What do you mean, where are we going to go?
Because we're doing something Friday, but what are we doing Friday? Nothing.
Nothing. Leave me alone, Betsy.
It's only a birthday weekend extravaganza.
No, I'm not one of those people who have to have my birthday.
Let's
all
everybody Airbnb on the beach in Amelia Island.
No. You want everybody to spend all of their coin.
I just want to have fun.
We'll do that for your birthday. You can't hijack everybody else's fucking birthday. Who do you think you is?
What do I think I am? But I want to do something on Saturday.
Well, then, I don't know, go out for pizza or something.
I want to go with Kim.
That's my birthday anyway. I got to go see my
baby sister. You're going to be booking me then. Mm,
who is it?
One of my classmates.
Hey, classmates. I got friends that are not me. Take me now. Yeah, Chelsea sent me that thing.
Take me now.
Oh, I don't care if my friends have other friends. As long as them hoes know that I'm Alvin and them.
Right. And that's when I got on you about the dry behind smiles. So I was like, I don't like those smiles.
First of all, that smile is hilarious.
I hate it.
How do you not like that? That is so funny.
I guess when the person who sent it to me used it, it was kind of like in a dry way. And I was like, so you're being dry with me.
Somebody triggered you with it before.
Yes. So I don't like it anymore.
So wait, somebody sent you that being serious?
Christopher, yes.
Rude.
I was like, don't give me that fake smile.
I just think we think it's so funny. And like I said, Chelsea said, I smile like that sometimes. I was like, that's how you be looking sometimes.
Smile, Kim?
No.
Leave
me alone. And I only do it on purpose. You know what? I have to show you this photo. I want to give you a good. You feel like a good laugh?
Yes, I do.
Okay, I'm gonna show you this photo.
It's gonna be like the passing out laugh or the. I don't know.
No, I don't know. It's just an old picture. That laugh and I look again. Foolish. I'm not. No, I'm not your goddamn circus monkey.
That laugh again.
I'm not your circus monkey. What was the question? I don't know why you so. Why was that so funny to you?
What was the question? I think because the question
once a cheater, always a cheater. And I was like, no. And then I was like,
he was like, yes.
He's like, let me actually shut my ass up. Oh, I said, yes. Where is this photo? I sent this to. Monique is dying. First of all, me, my freshman year.
Because the question was, oh, once a cheater, always a cheater. He was like,
I was so, yes. That's what it was. I was so dead set on my answer. And then I thought to myself, like, actually, dang, I can't, it might have been in the spring.
It's like a picture from my high school or something.
I was doing my hair. I think I had just relaxed my hair. And I used to send Chelsea pictures like that all the time because she loves stuff like that. Because she likes to see me looking embarrassed or embarrassing. But I just thought I would share that with you because you like a good laugh. Did you spit your water out? You choke on it? Y'all, Monique choked on her water.
Pull that picture back up right now.
Pull that picture up. Now, I look like this on purpose. I had just finished. I think I was about to do a quick weave on myself. Actually, let me see. Actually, I don't know what I was about to do to my hair. I'm pretty sure I was about to do it quickly.
Yeah,
yes.
Oh my god.
Because this was the same night. I think my hair was finished. No, I'm not sending that to you, you skeezer. You're not gonna catch me slipping, sweetie.
I promise I won't post it. I just need that.
No. Anyway, guys, this has been a fun podcast. I'm Mo's
Please
Entertainment.
Tell me to send me that picture.
I'm Mo's Entertainment. Apparently, I'm her circus clown. She's on my floor screaming.
Has all me seen that picture?
I don't think so. It was specifically for Chelsea. Like, Chelsea is the only person that has ever seen that picture. Me and Chelsea. Tonight. That's it.
Because I want him to open up his phone from a text for you and see that, and he gonna die laughing. Ooh. Like, what is this about? I mean, because he said he had
absolutely not. I mean, we'll never see that picture. And he probably won't even listen to this podcast, so he knows nothing about this. Now that you bring that up, that's me and Chelsea and you now are the only two people that's ever seen that picture.
You said you would smile like that on purpose. What happened?
I literally just sent it to her to be funny. Because she likes stuff like that. Why are you looking stupid like that?
Yes.
I'm glad you thought it was just as funny as she did.
My head hurts from laughing.
But yes, so...
Oh, right in the middle of my drink. Oh, it took me up down there.
I'm sorry.
That was funny. Let me see it again.
Look, I hate you so bad.
Now I'm always like, keep talking.
But that's the emoji. That's
I think it's the hair for me.
It's definitely that the hair. I'm like a fool. This I one as well. That. That's the emoji as well.
That is definitely it. That other one you were showing teeth. That's the one.
That's the one.
Eyebrows look good. Next time you get dolled up, please send me a picture like that to my phone so I can. I'll know exactly what it means. And I can laugh.
Yeah. All right. Now exit it out. Don't ask to see it again because I have to go all the way back.
Always randomly ask.
I might send it to you one day when you're feeling bad or.
Please.
I will.
Catch me off guard.
I will.
You got to wait like a month or so now because I'm not over it yet. Surprise me back with it when I forgot about it. Oh my God, I'm going to die.
But that'd be the best kind of laugh. When you forgot about some shit and somebody reminds you of it.
Like that independent women who independent don't listen.
Oh, yeah.
That shit's so funny when you think about it at random time. No, what was I going to say? I was going to say, I wish that iMessage had like a Snapchat set up where you can view something and it'll go away forever.
Oh.
That should be
You know
nice.
What you should send it? With invisible ink. It ain't going to go away. But you'll always have to like, you know how to send something with invisible ink?
Like one of those effects?
Yeah.
I haven't done.
Let me see. Look at us. On our second chronicles of figure out what our iPhones can do.
Hello, everything that I do. Y'all need to show me how to get to all the effects on it. I was like, oh, you can do it without saying congratulations and happy birthday. She's like, yeah, you can add to anything. I was like, excuse me? Pew, pew, pew. Send that. Y'all, send somebody pew, pew, pew right now.
Shut up. Where's your phone?
But how you feel? Oh, you sent it to me?
I did.
Oh, so that's what you type something?
Mm-hmm.
So what I supposed to hey, bitch.
Yeah, you got to, like, rub your finger over it.
Okay. So what, you won't do it anymore?
No, we'll do it
today. Oh, my God.
Look at us with the notes and the...
I'm distracted now, so podcast is over for me.
Text messages and all that. Wait a minute. Come on now. Close this out like a real host. You do the socials today.
I don't know them.
You don't know our socials. You
at
know
Even Exchange Pod. Is it pod, for instance?
Yes.
There we go.
Even Exchange Podcast.
Oh, see, that's all I was saying.
You thought it was just pod?
Pod.
Follow us on Twitter at The Even Exchange. And follow us on Instagram at Even Exchange Podcast. On Instagram, I'm Kimberly Treats. Mo is @KimberlyUnderscore. I know you got to find a word for us.
Goal this week is to log back into the Even Exchange page so I can post stories and polls.
Okay. Are you telling that to them? Or?
Yeah. And you as well, because I haven't found the password.
Oh, okay.
I think I wrote in my notes, though.
Okay. I'll share the Google Sheet with you. Your organized Virgo friend. Get a Virgo if you ain't got one. That's my final
word. Hello.
And I always want to say we'll see you guys next week, but we don't see them and they don't see us. We'll talk to you guys. Yeah. Right. Y'all will hear from us next week. I love that.